going way, way, way back, why did you think the Quad Cities or Bettendorf is a good place for a new psychiatric hospital?
So we did a national study of about 100 cities around the country, and the Quad Cities and Davenport were very high on our list with a bed need for psychiatric beds. You usually look at that statistically from 30 to 50 to 60 beds per 100,000 people. But statistics tell you one thing, and then we came to the community and spent a significant amount of time in the community and heard from everywhere that there was such a great need, and that's how we decided to go ahead and attempt 2.5 years ago.
Could you help sort of quell some of these ideas that a for-profit hospital is somehow just out for the money?
Well, and we get this in different parts of the country where there are not-for-profit health systems that like to say to folks that we can and will behave differently, when the reality is, legally, we're not allowed to behave any differently than a not-for-profit system with regards to accepting patients and that sort of thing. We're concerned about what impact we would have, and we were able to show that in all 10 communities that we have hospitals in, that we've actually been able to increase the competitors' psychiatric business by the level of education that we do in the community and those sorts of things.
And tell me about the hospital itself. It's 72 beds, but, there's a lot to a hospital
besides just
the patient rooms.
Sure. So it's a 72-bed facility, and it's broken up into 5 different units or areas. One is specifically designed for the geriatric population. The others are specifically designed for adult psychiatric and substance abuse, for children, for small children, for adolescents. And we're able to provide different programming for different types of patients, and the flexibility within the building, the way it's built, is that if demand is on one particular program versus another, we've designed our units with 10 bed sizes and 18 bed sizes. And so we can interchange those units depending on what type of service the community needs. And if that changes over time, we're able to flex with that.
I was talking with the program manager from the Iowa State Health Facilities Council, Becky Swift, and she was telling me about the mix of patients from a financial viewpoint. Could you talk about that?
Sure. So we will be a receiving facility that will accept everyone that needs inpatient psychiatric care, regardless of their ability to pay. And we will be accepting Iowa Medicaid, we will be accepting Medicare, we will be accepting certainly commercial insurance. And then we also have carved out a 10% pure indigent care.
And is there such a thing as an emergency room for a psychiatric hospital?
There isn't.
No.
There aren't emergency rooms for psychiatric hospitals. However, our doors are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we will accept anyone that walks into the door to sit down and do a clinical evaluation and a clinical assessment to find out what's going on with this person and their family and help them get to the right level of care. If our services certainly are eligible, they'd have a choice to choose those. Or additionally, if they don't need any of our services, we won't just tell them, that they can go find it for themselves. We will help them find the services, and we won't stop until we get them exactly where they need to get to.